We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting from the bottom of Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, the two dots, three lines from the bottom. In our Mishnah, it says that if you find tefillin, you bring it in one pair at a time according to Tanakama, two pairs at a time according to Rabbi Gamliel. Then it says you find a bunch of pairs, then you stand next to it, you watch it the rest of Shabbos. Then it says of a sakana, which the pashas means that you can't stand there. Then what you do is you cover the tefillin and you leave. He covered and you leave. Tomorrow is a kasha about Tanya. We learned in a brayso of a sakana when it's sakana malichon pachos pachos ba'amos. You could bring it back to the city by walking less than four amos at a time. The halacha is they allowed to carry less than 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah. So what you do is you carry less than 4 amos, you stop. Then you carry again less than 4 amos, you stop again. And you carry another 4 amos, you stop again. Less than 4 amos, stop again. And you bring it home that way. Usually that's also to do because the Xeri might come to carry more than 4 amos. But here, Makan, Bezorin Tfilin, they allowed it. So what's Pshat? Our Mishnah says that you cover everything and leave it there. And here it says you can bring it back with Pachis Pachis. So what's the Pshat? So Gemara has a teretz. Now Rashi has two Pshatim in the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara has two Lashonis. We're going to go with the second Lashon of Rashi, which is the main Pshat. Omar Rav Loikasha, Haba Sakonas Goyim, Haba Sakonas Listim. That our Mishnah is talking about Sakonas Goyim. That means that the Goyim made a Gzeira that you cannot wear tefillin or have anything to do with tefillin. So if the guy is going to bring it back in any way, either by wearing it or by carrying less than 4 amos, he's going to get in trouble because if the king finds, you know, the police, they find him with these tefillin, he's going to be in sakana. So therefore, he can't transport it. He has to leave it there. So he covers it and just leaves it there until he can find a private time to take it home. That's sakana's hagoyim. And it's really going back to all the cases of the Mishnah. Saif is one pair, Saif is a bunch of pairs. If it's sakana to wear it or to bring it back, you cover it and leave it there. And ha, the brisa that says, you go pachis pachis, but sakana's listim. It's talking about, there's no sakana of a gzer about wearing tefillin. But if you leave it there, there are goyish robbers who will be mevazed a tefillin. They'll destroy the tefillin. And therefore, you should dafka bring it back with pachis pachis ramas instead of leaving it there. Because if you leave it there, there's going to get a bezoin. It's going to be a bezoin if you leave it there. Zakta Gemara, Amalei, Abaya, Maya Kimtla Masisim. What did you say our Mishnah is talking about? Our Mishnah said you cover it and you leave. We're talking about Sakana's Goyim. We're talking about a case where the Goyim made a Gzeira, Dinala, weird film, or have anything to do with the film. So, Eimer Seifa, the next part of Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Eimer, Noistel Lechaveira, you give it to your friend, Vechaveira Lechaveira, all less than 4 amos. You just make a chain, one to his friend, the other person's next friend, all less than 4 amos. And that's how you bring it back. If our Mishnah is talking about Sakana's Goyim, which means it's a Gzeira, and that's why you're covering it and leaving it, so Rav Shimon's Eitzah is not a good Eitzah, Koshkin and Avshim Vilsa, because the Malchus is sure going to see this whole human chain carrying something. What are you carrying? You see Tefillin. So for sure it's Sakana. So what's going on here? So Gemara answers, Chsuri Mechsura, you have to make, it's missing the Mishnah, Vach Gdani, Medvar Amurim, that you leave it there, but Sakana's Goyim. When is a Gzeira? About wearing Tefillin. Avil, but Sakana's Listim. But if it's a shayla of bezoyin, then the Tanakama holds, like we said in the Braisa, malichim pachos pachos dal ramis, that you malichid, one person, he goes less than 4 amos and stops, and less than 4 amos and stops. And Rav Shimon Oimer, take out the two dots here, Rav Shimon Oimer, nois non lechaveroi, vechaver lechaver. Rav Shimon says, no. By Sakana's listim, when you take away because of a Zion, it's a better idea. It's better than going yourself less than Dalai Lama. It's better if you create a human chain to bring it back to the city. So what's the machlokes, Rav Shimon and the Tanakama? Again, if it's Sakana's goyim, then you leave it there. You don't have anything to do with film. Talking about here is Sakana's listim. It might become a Zion. So you have to bring it back. So the question is, Tanakama says it's better to bring it back one person, less than 4 amos at a time. And Rav Shimon says, what you do is you pass to your friend. Each friend does less than 4 amos. So what's the machlok? What's the biyam machlok? It's ma'akamifki. Mar salva pachas va'avaz amos odif. One man the armor holds is better to do less than 4 amos at a time. Why? One person. The armor says the chaver chayel chaver. Avsha milsa the Shabbos. This is a different avsha milsa than before. Avsha milsa with 4 men because the guy I'm going to find that he was saying avsha milsa the Shabbos. It's a bezoyin from Shabbos. It's zilzal on Shabbos. So many people are going and carrying on Shabbos. Even though it's less than 4 amos, it's not an iser. But you're making a whole rash. Everyone's coming carrying less than 4 amos. That's a bezoyin of Shabbos. Therefore, it's better one person, just one person, do less than 4 amos. What's the other man the armor hold? If you allow one person to transport it less than 4 amos at a time, sometimes he'll forget. But he's going to forget. He'll come to carry 4 amos Rishrabim, because he's going to get confused and he's going to say, he's not going to remember exactly how much he carried it, and they carry more than 4 amos. So therefore, it's better if you do lachaverim afshem milsa rather than taking the risk. If it's one person, chances are he's not carrying more than 4 amos. That's machlekes Rav Shimon and Tanakama. Tosfos speaks out on top of Amid that even Rav Shimon agrees. If you can't, you have no other people to do it with, then you can do pachas also. He just holds it's better to do it that in that way. But if you can't, you do it the other way. And it says the same thing. He holds chaver is better, and just Yavada, he agrees that you could do pachas if there's no other people around. The Gemara says Vayter. It says the Mishnah. The first case, the Mishnah was the tefillah. The next case was a benoy. It says by a child also, according to Rav Shimon, you could do chaver lechaver, and Tanakama probably would say pachas over there. So what's the case of benoy? Benoy my boy, awesome. What's your son doing out in the field without an erev? And the Gemara means to ask the Rishonim, explain that what is exactly the reason? If you brought him out with Pshia, then you have no right to be makel on these halachas of pachas if you brought him out with Pshia. So must be as an oinus here. What type of oinus? How did your son land up here with oinus? So the Gemara, the mother gave birth to this baby in the field. And now, obviously that's an oinus, you want to bring it back to the city. And the Rishonim speak out, we're not talking about the kids in the matzav of Sakana. Just the Rabbi Yosef speaks out, you want to wash him. And it's more comfortable in the house. So you want to bring him home. So special kula, that since he landed up there by oinus, you could bring him back to the city with chaveira to chaveira. Or maya fil hei meya. The lashon of the Mishnah is, even if it's 100 different people, what does that mean? The afik of the kashla yada efalacha yadifah. Rav Shimon is telling you, even though it's not good for the child for 100 people to touch him, because it's a child of germs and different things, it's not so comfortable for the child to move from hand to hand, still that's better than one person carrying less than 4 amos. The Mishnah said further, Rabbi Yehuda said not only could you transport a tefillin or a son, Rabbi Yehuda says even a barrel of water you could pass from chaver to chaver, and Rabbi Yehuda said even chutz l'tchum. And the Rabbanan said no, lo yitahalach zu yosef ragle baleha. You can't move this barrel more than the tchum of its owner, because the barrel goes like the tchum of its owner. If the owner can't go further than that mount, the barrel can't go further either. And what's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? Then we'll have to talk. That's what I'll talk about right now. Right, the Gemara, but let's say Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi allows you to go even out of the tchum. What's Pshat? Out of the tchum of the chavis. What's the Pshat? Right, the Gemara, but let's say Rabbi Yehuda had it none. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of this Mishnah. It's the Mishnah in Beya. It says in the Mishnah in Beya, a behemah va kelim karagli abaylim. A behemah that belongs to someone and kelim belongs to someone karagli abaylim. The tchum goes like the owner of those kelim and behemah. So l'charev, there's a tchum. So how do you allow him to bring this chavis out of the tchum? Omra shlokas from Levi Saba, hachamay eskinon, b'ma'ara machavis l'chavis. We are talking about here that you're not going to actually carry the barrel from this point A to point B, chaver to chaver. What you're doing is, you take water from point A and you pour it into the guy next to you, less than 4 amos away. And he pours the water into the next barrel, next person holding a barrel with him 4 amos away. That's the case, machavis l'chavis. And Rabbi Yehuda Tameh, Oma Mayim Ein Behem Mamish. And so Rabbi Yehuda Tameh holds that water is not chashuv enough to have a din truma on it. Where do you find this Rabbi Yehuda? That's not. We went to the Mishnah also on Bay. Rabbi Yehuda Poiter B'Mayim Pesheim Behem Mamish. We're talking about there a case where someone wanted to make a dough on Yontif. Yontif the also is a trumim. And he borrowed the flour from one person and the water from another person and the salt for a different person. The halach is, it says in that Mishnah that it goes after the tchum of those ingredients. So if the flour, his tchum was 2,000 amos to the north, and the guy who gave the salt and the water was 2,000 to the west, or to the south, the halacha is, you can't move this more than dalet amos, this thing, because it's being schlepped both ways. And Rabbi Yehuda says that the water, a person who gave the water, even though he's the owner of the water, you don't go bust at that tchum, because ma'im ein behem mamish. So therefore we want to learn that Pshat here also. The water, according to Rehuda, has no tchum. And therefore, since the chavis is not moving, just the water is moving from place to place. The water go out in the tchum because the water doesn't have a din tchumim. That's what we think Pshat Rav Rehuda is. And what's the lashon? The Rabbanan argues, say, like the halach zoom out of the tchum, which sounds like going on the chavis. Lashon omer lo, like the halach zoom out of the tchum, which sounds like going on the chavis. No, it's going on the water. Zok the Gemara. It doesn't mean not this thing. It means what's in there, the water in the chavis shouldn't go out of the tchum. So right now we think the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is if you have tchum by the mayim, you're pouring mayim from chavis and barrel to barrel, less than 4 amos away. I shaila of tchum because it has an owner. Mayim is not chashv enough to have a tchum. So the Gemara, but it's not true. When did Yehuda say that water has no tchum? When it's swallowed up in a dough. It's mixed into a dough, so it's not around anymore. But when the water is be'en, when the water is still around, it's still here. So do you say then there's no tchum on water? I'll bring a raya that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if it's be'enayu, if it's still here, Avada has a tchum. Why? Because hashta b'kadeira by a pot of soup on Rabbi Yehuda loy batli, it's not bottle and it has a tchum. Be'enayu batli, you think when it's around, when it's still here, is a bottle? What do you see as Rabbi Yehuda by soup? Tanya Yehuda Omer, mayim u'melach b'teilim b'isa. Mayim and salt both do not have a din tchum. They're not chashv enough. They're bottle in the dough. Because it's in the dough, it's absorbed in the dough, so therefore it has no din tchum. Ve'ein b'teilim b'kedera, but in a kedera it's not bottle. But pray roitva because the juice you see it, it's nicker. So madach there where it's mixed into a soup, it's mixed up. We say as a tchum for sure here where the water is, that's all it is. It's be'en. So of course there the halach will be that it has a tchum. So back shver, what's Pshat Rav Yehuda that allows you to bring a chutz tchum? We're talking about water that was from a nahar or from a mayin, and we learned in the Gemara before and that vav and aleph on top that a nahar and a mayin not koina shvisa. Why not? Because they're moving and they're not koina shvisa. There's no shvisa them at all. So you took water out of nahar, and the chavis was koina shvisa, but the mayin was not koina shvisa. Okay, so now why isn't there a problem of tchum because of the chavis, because of the barrel? So Gemara's mechadish. The bottle chavis lagayim mayim. The halacha is that the chavis is bottle lagayim mayim. Since the chavis is only here to facilitate the movement of the water, the transport of the water, therefore the chavis is subordinate to the mayim. If the mayim has no tchum, the chavis is bottle to that. It's tuffel to that because it's not. I'll show you the idea. It says in the Mishnah in Shabbos, "Hamaytzi achayv mita potter." The halacha is if you carry a live person outside, you're not chayiv on Shabbos because chay noises atzmai. What about if you carry him in a bed? So you put on the bed also, even though the bed is not alive. Why? Because the bed is bottled to the live person. So amaytzi chayiv amita put the afal amita v'shamita tefeil aloy. Same thing by food. Amaytzi oichlim pachas mekashir, which not chayiv on bekli when in kli put the afal kli put on the kli. Why? Because a kli tefeil aloy. Since the kli is being used to transport the food, or the beds are used to transport the food, the halach is that it's bottle. So here also, same Pshat Rav Yehuda is that they're talking about the water has no tchum. The water has no tchum, and the bed and the barrel is the barrel is bottled to the mayim, and therefore there's no problem of tchumen. And Rabban argued, Rabban hold that's not bottle. That will be the machlokes right now. That's it, like Rashi speaks out. Rabbanon plig the memory, loyta hachzud, loy bottle gabay, Rabbanon will hold it's not bottle. That's the Pshat Machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rabbanon. Moser, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is a kasha, it's a stira to our Mishnah. Rav Yosef, Rehuda Aymer, b'shiyara, noisin odom chavis le chaveiroi, ve chaveiroi le chaveiroi. It sounds like Rav Yehuda, the reason why he's mekel, take the chavis out of the tchum is, because we're talking about in shayara. Shayara is out there in the bika, there's no water there, and since they have no water, you have to get him water somehow. So he allowed to move chaver el chaver even out of yatchum. It's mashma in the Mishnah, in this braisa. V'shiyara in, dafka, they were special kula by a shiyara. Shaloi v'shiyara loi. If it's not a shiyara, they were not mekel to transport water out of yatchum. So how does it stem with our Mishnah? So Rav Yosef therefore argues on all these pshatim. Rav Yosef, kitan nami mesisim v'shiyara tanan. Our Mishnah is talking about v'shiyara. And that answers all the questions. The question was of Pshat Rav Yehuda, who allows to take out a tchum? Teretz says, no, we're talking about a case of shiara. And if it's a shiara, they will make on the derabbanan the geiser of truman, just like we have before by a machne. You go out to war, certain heterim. So here the heter of trum here by shiara also. That's part of our Mishnah. And the Rabban hold no. There's Tchumin Daraisa. That's where Ritva learns that Rabban hold Tchumin Daraisa. So there's no heter of Tchumin by a Shiara. So according to Rav Yosef, Pshat in our Mishnah is it's talking about a Shiara. And that's why a special heter of Tchumin. Rabban hold Tchumin Daraisa. So to my Abaya says no. I can answer this Braisa and stick with Rav's Pshat. Rav's Pshat was, we're talking about water that was moving, it was not kind of Shvisa. And we say that the barrel is tuffled to the water. That's about Rav Yehuda. In the Brice, it says Yehuda only makel by Shiara. So by Omar like this. But Shiara, I feel like Chavis Shikon to Shvisa, Mayim Shikon to Shvisa. Even Chavis that was Karen Shvisa and Mayim Shikon to Shvisa, he could take out of Yitchum. Could be a special head of Shiara. Shloi be Shiara. If it's not, because that's special head of Shiara, that they need water. Shloi be Shiara. Then Chavis Shikon to Shvisa, Mayim Shloi Kon to Shvisa. Then it's only mutter if the mayim was not kind of shvisa because it was moving, and the chavis is subordinate to the mayim, and therefore it's mutter. So saying our mishnah is talking about every case, but you know the every case not dafka shiara. And why is it mutter? Because the mayim was not kind of shvisa; it was moving, and the chavis is subordinate to that, and therefore you're allowed to get out of tchum. And everyone holds that bottle. And the brisa that says shiara is talking about even if it has a shvisa. Rav Ashi has a different mahalach. How we explain our mishnah even not by shiara. Rav Ashi yomah hocha bechavis the hefka askino. Mind the hefka askino. Talking about something that was hefka. It didn't belong to anyone. It doesn't belong to anyone. It doesn't have a shvisa. That's for Rav Yehuda. Uman omruloi. So what's found there? Rabbanon who say that you cannot transport out of a tchum. It's going to Rav Yechem and Nuri. Omah chevse hefka kind of shvisa. Rav Yechem Nuri holds the chevse hefka a kind of shvisa. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rivah let it take it out of Tchum because it's not kind of Shvisa. But you still have to pass it Mechaver L'Chaver because you're not like carry more than Dalad Amis. That's if you do Chaver L'Chaver, but there's no Tchum, you can take it out of the Tchum. Rabbi Yehuda said, the Amrullah is a Rabbanon who hold that it does have Shvisa, it can't take it out of 2,000 Amis. My life to Halach Zu Yosem Ragli Abailim. There's no Bailim here, it's Hefker. Lo Yehalchu Elu Yosem Mechem Shem Bailim. They can't move, just like Halem Shem Bailim has a Tchum. These also cannot move more than 2,000 amas, just like Kalim to have a Bailim. That's what it means. Because something that's Hefker, doesn't owner, the ownerless, still has Din Shvisa. And that's what it means. It shouldn't be better than Kalim to have a Bailim. That's the Amruloi. That's Pshat in the Amruloi, why it's Koina Shvisa. And according to Rabbi Huda, that it's Hefse Hefker, it's not Koina Shvisa. Even when someone picks it up on Shabbos, it could be doesn't get the Tchum of him. It still does not Koina Shvisa anymore. Because since the beginning of Shabbos, it was Hefker, it stays like that. That's a Shiloh. Tosis talks about that.